In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A lesson from the book of the Ecclesiasticus. Happy the man who is found without fault, and who turns not aside after gain, nor puts his trust in money, nor in treasures. Who is he who we may praise him? For he has done wonders in his life, and he has been tested by gold, and come off safe. And this remains his glory forever. He could have sinned, but he did not. He could have done evil, but he would not. So his possessions are secure in the Lord, and the assembly of the saints shall recount his alms. Deo gratias. Please stand for the gospel. A continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. About that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let your loins be girded and about your lamps burning, and you yourselves like men waiting for their master's return from the wedding, so that when he comes and knocks, they may straightway open to him. Blessed are those servants whom the master on his return shall find watching. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself and will make them recline at table and will come and serve him. And if he comes in the second watch, or if in the third watch and finds him so, blessed are those servants. But of this be assured, if that householder had known the hour when the thief was coming, he wouldn't certainly have watched and not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because at an hour that you do not expect, the Son of Man is coming." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast days of Saint Evarastius, a virgin and martyr, who the only thing we pretty much know about her, at least in the writings that I've read, is a single sentence saying that she suffered martyrdom as a virgin when she was there praying at the tomb of Saint Agnes, whose feast day we celebrated yesterday. And also Saint Raymond Penafort, who is patron saint of those who are canon lawyers, a great doctor of the law, a Spanish saint who had very many marvels in his life. I'll save him for another time when we preach on him, since we do come across his feast in the ordinary form of the Mass earlier this month. They changed his feast day. Learn more about him, but pray for all those who are canon lawyers this day. Instead, I want to focus on a saint who isn't mentioned in our Mass today, but whose feast day is celebrated today, a wonderful Spanish saint. That's the reason why we're wearing vestments that have the tinge of blue for Our Lady today. Saint Alphonsus, San Ildefonso of Spain, San Ildefonso of Toledo, a great bishop. San Ildefonso, we have a church that's named after him here in the diocese. If you go out toward Los Alamos, just before you get to Los Alamos, there's a beautiful mission that's there that occasionally they offer Mass there for the people who come there. San Ildefonso, a beautiful, beautiful saint, though I've never been to that church. It's one of the Indian pueblos we have here. San Ildefonso was a saint in the earlier time of the church, and he was known for the greatness, especially that he offered, as a bishop, to be a good bishop, but also to defend against the attacks of the heretics, the Blessed Virgin Mary. There were three things that the heretics sought to destroy about the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so what they did was, during that time, St. Ildefonso wrote beautifully about her. Just as St. Alphonsus de Liguria is a doctor of the church, just as St. Irenaeus, who is the doctor of the divinity of Christ, so too St. Ildefonso is a doctor not just of Mariology in general, but a doctor of the virginity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The heretics attacked the fact that Mary was a virgin when she came and was betrothed to Saint Joseph. Other heretics attacked the fact that Mary was a virgin when she conceived the Lord Jesus. And others, much like the Protestants today, follow the heresy that Our Lady was not a virgin after the birth of Christ, but rather had other children and had reproductive acts with Saint Joseph. All of these are false, and he wrote very strongly against them, baffling his contemporaries who tried to assault these three things. Remember, that's the reason why when you see a beautiful image of Our Lady, why she has a star both on each of her shoulders and upon her head, each indicating first on one shoulder that she is virgin before her birth, on her head that she was virgin during the birth of Christ, and on the other shoulder, virgin after, so perpetual virginity of the Blessed Virgin. And so I want to read to you something that we have here of a prayer which St. Ildefonsus wrote about Our Lady for our meditation as we enter into these sacred mysteries further. He says, "I come to thee, O sole Virgin Mother of God. I prostrate myself before thee, the sole cooperatrix of the incarnation of my God. I humble myself before thee. That was done, found worthy to be thy mother of my Lord. I pray to thee, the handmaiden, unlike all others, that thou would obtain for me the forgiveness of my sins, that thou would procure for me the grace of being cleansed of all my evil deeds, and thou would give me a love of thy grand glory, that thou reveal to me the exceeding sweetness of thy Jesus, and that thou grant unto me to proclaim and defend the purity of our holy faith. Grant that I may cling to my God and to thee, and to be faithful to thy Son and to thee, to him as my creator, and to thee as the mother of my creator, to him as the Lord of hosts, to thee as the handmaid of the Lord of all, to him as God, and to thee as mother of God, to him as my redeemer, and to thee as the instrument of my redemption. He became the price of my ransom, but he became so by his becoming incarnate from thy flesh. He assumed a mortal body, but he took it from thine. And with his sacred body, he blotted out my sins, my own human nature, which he took to his kingdom and set it above all the angels on the right hand of his Father. He took from thy pure flesh and thy blood when he humbled himself and was made man. I then am in thy servant Mary, because thy Son is my Lord, and thou art, O Lady, because thou art handmaiden of our Lord. I am the servant of the handmaiden of my Lord, because thou art our Lady, was made mother of my Lord. I pray thee fervently, I pray thee, O Holy Virgin, that I may receive Jesus by thy Holy Son, by whom thou didst become mother of Jesus. May I be made known to Jesus by that Holy Spirit, by whom thou didst know and possess and bring forth Jesus. May I speak of Jesus in that same Holy Spirit, in whom thou didst confess thyself the handmaid of the Lord. May I love Jesus in that same Holy Ghost, in whom thou adorest him as thy God, and gazest upon him as thy Son. And may I obey this, thy Jesus, as faithfully as he himself, through God, was subject to thee and to Joseph. St. Alphonsus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is being offered for the most lost souls.